Good morning. Masechet Eruvin Daf Kafchet Koach. Give us Koach to continue the week, moving up to Rosh Hashanah. Right. So now and we at starting at the bottom of Kaf Zayin Amud Bet at the bottom. So we saw you had a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadi Shabbi Lezer on the one hand and Tanaim on the other hand with regard to fish. Remember, where the fish you can buy Masi with Masi Shani money. So if you got Masi Shani money, can you buy fish with that money? And we saw the machlok between the two of them, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish said, yes, you can. And they learned the ribui mi'ut. If once there was a ribui mi'ut, so basically you were marbe everything, except some exclusions. And there we said that Rabbi Eliezer was my tzir, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish even said, my melach, he agreed that you could even use tzir. And these Tanaim, they learned the vote on klal uprat. So klal uprat is more limiting. Basically, klal uprat, the idea is, right, you limit it to the prat, to the specific thing. All the klalim are constrained by the prat. And what was that? We said, what was the prat? And we said there, pri v'gidulei karka. So you have to add the word. We saw two different braitot, which gave the answer to that question. Right, the one brighter said pre v'gidulei karka. It has to be a pre from a pre that was born from something, which was born from something, and gidulei karka on the land. Of course, pre gidulei karka. Another brighter said ma prat meforash. What is the prat? Vlad vladot haaretz. You have to basically be literally born on the land. Of course, vlad vladot. It was born on the land. The Gemara says now my beinayu. Okay, now according to Robert, we're up to this. My beinayu. What is the difference between the two brighters? Amar Abaye Dagim Ike Benayu. Right? Fish. Because with the one you got Gidule Karka, you got Primi Pri, and Gidule Karka, then you got Vlade Vladotaritz. Lamadam Primi Pri, Begdule Karka. The one who says that the Klalavia, the Prat is Primi Pri, fruit from fruit and growing on the land. Hane Dagim Gidule Karka Dinu. Right, end of the day, fish are gidulei karka. Look at Rashi, dagim, gidulei karka, you know. Dagim nizonin mina karka, they are sustained, they nourish from the ground. So there's an answer, we discussed yesterday. I think David asked the question yesterday, he has the proof in Rashi here. And we say gidulei karka, we don't mean that they're born on the land, but that they're nourished from the land. Okay, and lemanda amar, right, on the club, lemanda amar vlad vladota aretz, Dagim mimaya ibru. They not from the earth. They weren't created on the land. They were created in the water. So therefore, they are not vladot haaretz. Right? Look at Rashi. Vladot haaretz she nivru min haaretz b'maaseh b'reishit. The fish weren't. So that would be the difference between these two avias. Now, that was Abaye. Remember, so Abaye says that the nafka between these two brighters is the story of fish. So the Gemara says, and he explained there, Abaye. And according to the first opinion, which say pre, mi pre, and gidulei karka, that would be fish. So the Gemara asks a question.
Are we assuming that meat is acceptable?
Meat vadai, meat's a gidulei karka. Meat's pre, but gidulei karka. There's not a question about meat. The pasuk itself even says bakar tzon. So you got a limud, midor, even in the biggest, if you want to go klal uprat, the most prati you can get. The Torah itself mentions bakar v'tzon, right? So you could ask maybe what about chickens? Would be a question on that basis, right? What about chickens? There's no mention of chickens over here. We'll see that just now. So mi amar Abaye dagim. Did Abaye already say that dagim is considered gidulei karka? That fish nourish from the ground? Amar Abaye said like this. Now we're getting an interesting halacha. Write this down because we often hear the importance of checking your fruit and vegetables. Why? Because people tell you that there's more lavnitz, that there's more isurim to eat a worm than to eat chaza. Right? We'll see Aviyah. What's going on, Aviyah? This is Aviyah. And Abaye, this is a kasha and Abaye. Me, I'm Abaye dagim, you like karkaninu. Vadin Abaye say, achal potita, if you ate a potita. What's a potita? Look at Rashi. Sheretz hamayim katan she'enbo kezayit. It's a small little creature in the sea. Right, for our purposes, a fish. Because dagim, at the end of the day, is all falling into the category of dagim. Right, and it's smaller than a kezayit. V'afilu hachi still came under briahi. Remember, briah or briah, it's own creation. We saw this before, we looked at it many times, right? That once it's a briah, if it's a whole worm, it's got chashivut. Even if it's less than a kazayit, but normally the measure for eating food is a kazayit, like we've seen all the time. But things that are a birya, if it's a whole piece, it's got chashivut. Achira, it's considered achira. Veloke.
Halacha differs from practical life. Halacha, a whole worm is bad, but they say, what's worse than finding a whole worm in your apple?
Half an apple. Veloke, dalet malki, you get four malkiot, you get four sets of lashes. On eating, I mean, you over on four lavim for eating a potita, a fish, right? A fish, an kosher fish. What are they? Besheretz Amayim, with regards to Sheretz Amayim, these crawlies in the sea, Ketiv, right? So it's like this, Bedrat Kohanim, Al Teshakatsu Lafshadechem, Bechol Asheretz Asheretz, Vlot Temu Bahem, that's one. Sorry, it's two. Bedrat Kohanim, it says Al Teshakatsu Lafshadechem, Vlot Temu Bahem, two Isurim, Hareshta, Kansh nine. Uva kalal behen bein sheretz aretz bein sheretz amayim, including them also sheretz ashad. Umishum mifsaram lo tochelu. Umishum v'chol asher ein lo snapir v'kasket lo tochelu. So you see the four isurim over there. And then let's just carry on quickly. Achal poti loke arba. Nemela, if you eat an ant, loke chamesh. Right? Nemela, she says there, because you got shehu sheretz aretz loke chamesh. Tarti had arman two we already saw before. V'chol lecha gachalon. V'chol asheretz asheretz al aretz lo tochelam asher three. בכל אשר תשרץ לארץ שקט הוא לא יאכל פור, ולא תטעמו את נפשותיכם בכל אשר תרומס על הארץ, פאב. כולם בפרשת ויהי ביום השמיני. Right, so that's an ant, we got five at Malkus. צירה, like a wasp, לוקה שש, six. שהוא שרץ העוף, so that's all the other five, which you saw, plus a six one. ואם אית, now the Gemara said, like this, now with regards to Abaya. We wanted to say a second ago that Abaya says that this fish, in other words, the nafkamin is dagim, what was created in the water, and that they are nizon from the karka, therefore they are gidule karka. So he says, if that is correct, that according to Abaya, the shratim in the sea, or water creatures, are nizon min akarka, are sustained from the ground, then, ve'im ita, that's the ve'im ita, right, look at Rashi there, ve'im ita, the dagim gidule karka, or gidule karka. Potita, which is one of these fish sort of things, the water creatures. Nami lil kirkirashi mishum sheretz aretz. There should be five malkot for potita. Should also be sheretz aretz, because called sheretz aretz. If the definition for haaretz, for land, is that you nourish off the ground, then it should be considered a land-based animal as well. It should be an extra set of malkot. Only four sets of malkot. So how can Abaya say the nafkamina between those two brightas is dagim? And dagim is considered gdule karka. It's gdule karka, then there should be malkot for gdule karka. And therefore, these fish creatures, the sea creatures, you should get five sets of malkot, four like we saw for the of Amayim, and one because of Aretz. Should be a set of malkot. It's a pretty good kashya.
Aaron, why are we referring all the time to buying with maaser money? What's the question?
Because in our Mishnah, we said that you can buy everything with Maaseh Sheni money except for salt and water. And then we had a machloket over there between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish that they argued about salt and water, but what about tzir? Then we said tzir, but with gravy, with the fish. Then with the fish, then we go into the oil.
Why not? Because we're talking about the...
The Mishnah spoke about two things. Our Mishnah spoke about that. Once our Mishnah said that you can make an Eruv with anything, an Eruv Tchum with anything but fish and but salt and water. And said, and also, while we're on the subject of salt and water, you can also, the same deen will apply to Maaseh Sheni money. And now we sidetracked completely. We've left alone Hilchot Eruvin for the meantime. But I have a feeling we will come back to it. All right? So the Gemara accepts this challenge and says, you're right. So therefore, the nafkamina can't be fish. When they said gravy and klalu prat, and we learned those things about the miut in the pasuk of that you can eat whatever you want and the bar karzon, etc., it wasn't coming to fish. Ela amar avina ofot ike benahi. It's actually chickens. See, Steve, the pasuk said bakar vitzon. Bakar vitzon. What else is missing here? We've also got chaya. Like a wild animal. It's also not in here. Got bakar and so, missing chay of off. We know that they're different halachas, right? There's the with regards to chaylev, you eat the chaylev of a chaya. You don't have to cover the, you, 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 you cover the blood of a chaya and an off, right? You don't cover the blood of a bakar and tzon. So there's a difference over here. So it's not difficult to understand. Maybe with Maaseh Sheni as well. You can buy chicken and off with Maaseh Sheni money. You can't buy, you can buy cattle and sheep and flock with Maaseh Sheni. You can't buy chickens and maybe not chayot. So the Gemara says that's the nafkum between them. The nafkum between them is offot ikabenayu. Laman dama primi pribigule karka. For the one brighter that needs pre to be born from something, was born from something, grow in the ground. Hanin amigdule karka, chickens are that. They hatch from eggs which are laid by mothers and they grow on the ground, they're nourished by the ground, etc. Laman dama vlad vladota. It's one says you have to be a vlad. Chicken is not a vlad. Chicken comes from an egg. In this case, a chaya would be a vlad, vlad aretz, right? A wild animal would be vlad. But chicken is not vlad. So Gemara said, the man of vlad aretz, hane ofot min arekek nivru. Now, he said, even look at this. A little bit different to the way I explained it, right? So, man of primi primi gila karka, hane nami gila karka. The man of vlad vladot aretz, dafka from the aretz, right? So, ofot are not from the aretz. Why? Because they're min arekak. Rekek, rekak. Which is what's rekak? If you look at there, if you look at Rashi over here, Kutarashi, right at the bottom, the last Kutarashi on the daf from a Gemara in Chulin, it says the Garvila Sheyeshba Mayim Veyaveshath, the swamps. So the understanding is that chickens were actually created on Maaseh Bereishit from the swamp land, not from the land itself. Right, and how do we get to that? He says like this, when I can't even mind the marvel of what my time is, which is those that include chickens, what's their reason? Mind the marvel of what, because the one includes chickens says what? Klala batra dafka prat. The klal nase klal mosif ala prat. The itra behalu ko mile. Vahane klala kama lemute kol de lo damile mishneid stadin. A little bit complicated here in the din of klalu prat. But he says, yeah, look at Rashi. My time with the man, the marble of Kesavar, call Hechad the Ika Klal Upratu Klal. Whatever there's the three, this Klal Pratu Klal, right? The concept. Klal Batra Ikar Ubatra Azluna. The second Klal is the most important one, right? He said, okay, Klal Nase, so Klal Batra Dafka Pirate. You go after the second Klal to enlarge your constraints over here. And look in the Pasuk. The pasuk says, "Natata kesef b'chol asher ta'ave nafshecha," and the second klal was, "V'chol asher tish'alcha nafshecha." So ta'ave v'tish'al nafshecha b'chol tashav l'mashen lukecha v'samachta. So it seems like tish'al is a broader than ta'ava, than your desire. So therefore, we can expand it. Umand b'ma'et ofot, and the one who says no, chickens aren't included over here. Right? Look at the Rashi over here. Umand b'ma'et ofot kesavar. Right, kol heiche deika klalu prat. So we've got klalu prat, klala kama dafka. It's the first klal that's dafka. V'ein bechlal elamasha beprat. And therefore you limit to what's in the prat. Umemaitai kol me that excludes everything else. Afilu mai the damila, even the thing that's similar to the prat. Bahara katav klala batra. Laafu kemi miyuta de klala kama bemiktsat. And now the second klal comes a little bit, right, to exclude a little bit of the miutim of the first klal. And then to try and also include in the pratim things that are similar in all the three characters that you want, which was primi pri, gidule karka, and vlad min aretz. Right? To have a primi pri, look at my aretz. So therefore, so he's got to the one, it's a mamad ofot, because I've a klala dafka klala. V'ayim ichlala masu prat, hani ein in mida yachrina lo, v'hane klala batra le ribuya, v'hane klala batra le ribuya, call the damilei, Mishloshet Stadin. Right? So chickens don't fit into any of those three categories. So we have, they aren't primi pri, they aren't and they aren't gidulei karka because they were from the rekek, from the swamp lands, and they aren't vlad. Also they aren't vlad min aretz, and they aren't gidulei karka. Or maybe they might be gidulei karka, but they aren't, they're only one out of the three, not two out of the three. So that's basically a bit of a din there. I don't spend too much time, we'll get to it when we come to Masechet Chulin on the din of Klal Uprat. So now we come back to our subject of Eruvin. So remember in the Mishnah we said that Ein Marvin, right, you can do Eruv, everything except for water and salt. It was Amar Behuda Mishmai Rav Shmua Bar Shilat Mishmai Rav, Shabbat Yudas is the name of Rav. Ma'arvin b'pa'afuin u'b'chaglaglogot u'b'gudganiot aval lo b'chaziz v'lo b'kafniot. Right, these are all different types of herbs and bushes, etc. Look in the Shtar, they actually got a picture there of those things. I saw some pictures there. I'm wondering if our book has got, I didn't look, has got any pictures of these things. No. Our book skips to Lama Bet. Your book, oh, there we are. Okay, very good. So hold it up there, nasty Michael. Okay, those are the different types of herbs that we're speaking about now, right? You know what it says? Right, Rashi says over here, Rashi says here that pa'afin or yirakot shekorin kakulai, b'lashon arami, right? There's some sort of kakulai in Aramaic, in Aramaic they're called. Chag laglugot, it says opofir, I don't know what that is, right? Again, ubegud ganiot, or elandra, got native names then, but not with, that's all basically plants that are edible and you can use them for eruv. Look at Rashi. Chaziz is shachat shel tvua keshu yerek v'kozin v'ochrin oto. So shachat, we've seen that word shachat before, right? Shachat is that like a green stuff that grows very quickly and there's two, remember it grows fast and you feel the animals from it. It's like animal fodder. V'lo bekafnuyot. And what are kafnuyot? Rashi says, tamarim ra'ot, bad dates. Tamar. Bad dates, right? Yeah. Bad dates. They're unripened grapes. So chaziz bekafnot, you can't use them. So the Gemara says, now wait a second. This good ganiot, we said in the Rav says, you can use them for an eruv. He says, me and my army can use them for an eruv? Right? Rashi says over here, v'hatan, it's what's saying, good ganiot, mirubei banim yochlu, chashuche banim lo yochlu. You can only eat them if you've got children. Because look, Rashi says, mam itin et azera. They are... They work against you. They reduce the semen. Therefore, if you've got lots of children, eat them. If you have lots of children, you shouldn't eat them. Right? V'im hokshu lezera, now they become hard. V'im hokshu, look at Rashi, akalachin ka'etz, they become very hard like wood. Shekvar tzamach ben zaro, the seed's already grown out of them. Kashin akalachin nechol adam. Right? These things are difficult. Everybody, no one should eat them. So these good ganiot, if they're still soft, so then it's good if you haven't got children. If you've got children, you can eat them. But if they're hard, then no one should eat them. So basically, how can you make an eruv out of these things? They're really inedible. So Gemara says, Tirgama Ashilok Shulazera. When can you eat them? You can do it for an eruv if they aren't hard and you've got lots of children, then they're edible. Okay, so we've seen before, then you can use them. Why? Because even if a person who hasn't got children can't eat them, we saw already before with regards to, like, for example, wine with a Kohen and Truma with wine with a Nazir. That what's important here is that it is edible for somebody, not necessarily for you. Right? Even another answer, so the same idea. We actually are speaking about people who haven't got children, but it's suitable for those who have. Me not now, didn't we already? Marvin and Nazi Ryan, okay, so I jumped the gun a bit here, sorry. Me not Marvin and Nazi Ryan, Isha Betruma. I'm up against the Chazi Lahai, Chazi Lahai. Hachinam, I'm up against the Chazi Lahai, Chazi Lahai. Okay, so therefore, we don't need to be suitable for you specifically. As long as it is for some people, you can. So we're not talking only for those people who have got children, right? And it's not hard. Any type could be good, right? Because really it's good. But the third answer would be, Kika Amra, when Rav said this, what was Rav speaking about? I was thinking specifically about, Bahandekuki midai. Look at Rashi over here. What's Handekuki midai? Good ganonotche b'madai. Yafotan, they're particularly good ones. They weren't classic good ganiot. Something about particularly good ganiot. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I don't understand. Stop making distinctions over here between good ganiot. Ubechaziz lo, right? And now you tell me that, and why not with chaziz? Right? So now chaziz, Rashi says over here, chaziz, there's v'chiat, I don't know. Chaziz lo, v'ham Rav Yehuda, am Rav Keshut, v'chaziz, but I mean, but Keshut, I think is... Homlin said Rashi. I think homlin is hops, right? In translation there? I think homlin we've seen here is hops to make beer from. That's the kshut. I think we've seen this before. Right? Anybody? Anybody there? Michael? You haven't got it? Michael Katz was saying yes. Right, okay. I'm Rav Yehuda kshut v'chaziz marvin bahen. Umevarchenem re'pri adama. Right, look at Rashi over there. Kshut homlin, bebavel ochlin chaziz, v'chiat rav lebavel, v'chazed de'achle lehu, amar ma'arvin. Umikar Amar Dain Ma'arvin. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi changed his mind. He said, look, Hashem Kabbat Atrab Babel Halibatan Atrab. When he came to Babel, he said, so they eat Etchisha, they never ate this chaziz. That's why he says you can't make an Arab with chaziz, because it's not edible. It's only for animals. When he came to Babel, he saw that the Babylonians did eat it. Now the Gemara's got a question over here. Wait a second. U Babel Havi Aruba Dalma? When if Babel is the majority of the world, they say, you Paschkin Alochi in terms of Babel? We want to go off to the Rova Olam. What do most people in the world do? Do most of the people in the world, do they eat it or don't they eat it? Right? That's the most question. V'hatanya, don't we say we've got a bright, it's like it's a pul v'asorah, so beans, and what a pul is also beans, right? And sorah is barley. V'hatiltan, what's right? Shezar'an l'yerek. All these things, you planted them in order to eat their leaves. Okay? Batlada to etzel kol adam, we ignore you. Because the majority of people who plant ful or saurin or tiltan, they're planted for the actual food, not for the leaves. Therefore, you come along and plant for the leaves. We don't care what you wanted to do. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, right, right, so look at zar'an, look at Rashi, zar'an chayav. Right, b'masa, lechay b'masa, api shelo zar'an mitchila lechach. They didn't really want the food. Doesn't matter. They take masa. V'yarkan patur. Rashi v'yarkan patur. Delav midihu. And the yerek, they're patur in the yerek because we ignore the yerek. Then shechalim v'gargir. We've seen that shechalim as well. I think they say cress is the translation for shechalim, right? Some sort of vegetable as well. V'gargir. Shechalim, Rashi says, yeah, krishun, right? That's reminds it's krishun. Sounds like cress, right? Krishun. I think, anybody got English there? I think it's cress, right? Cress, yeah. It's shezar and the yerek. The gargir, Rashi says, yeah, gargir is oroga. Nechal bein zera ubein yerek. So this cress and the gargir and the gargir, there you eat the fruits, the leaves, and you eat the vegetables, the thing. Right? Zarana zera minachin zera v'yerek. So bottom line is, why can't we use chaziz? We see over here that chaziz really, we don't go after Babel for starters, and chaziz is edible. Right, so why can't we make an chaziz? Because it says ki amarav bedagnunaita. Right, Rav's was speaking about a particular type of chaziz. Okay, I don't expect us to become experts in all these things. I don't know how relevant it is. I'm going to go a little bit quicker. Right, he says bedagnun. Now, what's dagnunaita? Bechaziz shegadal begina. Dechule alma achle. Those are like garden types of chaziz. People blow up. You know, people have herb gardens at home and they go into their garden and they pick their own stuff. That's the stuff that Rav was speaking about. That you would be able to make an Eruv on, but not the other stuff. So Rabbi Yochanan, Shechein Rishonim, Shloyalim, Pilpilin. Is originally before they had pepper. People never had pepper, black pepper, right? So Chakinoto, Makbilino, Ben, Boitatsi, how would they roast? How would you make a pepper steak? They'd use this Gadgunaita. That would be their pepper for their pepper steak. Rabbi Zaira, now I'm going to sidetrack a little bit while we're on the issue of brochas aviyah and truma and maaseh, whatever. Rabbi quotes a brocha, we've seen this in Barsech Brachot. Rabbi Zaira, ki have a chalish migas, when you got tired, you couldn't learn about mention any longer, it was hard. Have a azil v'yatma pitcha de Rav Yehuda ben Amid, go bar Amid, go enter to the bed midrash of Yehuda bar Amid, where there would be gedolim coming in and going out all the time. And Amar, ki nafke v'ayda rabbana, when they get in out, ikume kama, I'll get up on my seat, lift my bum up. The Kalabahu Agres, I'm not learning Torah, but at least I'll get a bit of it. I won't be being a batlan. I will go and sit outside every time one of the Gedoli walking out. I'll stand up for him and I'll get a bit of schar. So it's better than doing nothing, right? Other guys would go down and go to sleep. He was tired. He sat there and he still wanted to get up and down all the time to get the schar of standing up for Gedoli. Nafak Ati Nukim Debei Rav. So some kid came out of the building. So Amale said to him, my Agmarach Rabbech, what did your rabbi teach you today? He says, what did he teach me? Amalek, kshut, on hops. You make a brocha rapi adama, and on chaziz, this fruit, this vegetation, you make a brocha she'akol niyeh bidvaro. It's not a vegetable, therefore we don't really eat, it's not edible, so therefore you eat it, you make a brocha she'akol niyeh bidvaro. Right? Rashi says over here, that this kshut, right? This kshut, he says, gadel behizmi, ve'en lo shorish bekarka, edem behizmi tzamach. It grows on the, remember Hizmi, Vahidni, we saw before, they're like thorn bushes. It grows on thorn bushes, they don't actually have thorns of their roots of their own, they nourish off the thorn bush. So it says like this, Amale, Kshut, Borei Pri Adama. Chaziz, oh, that's the kid says to him, Amare, so he says to him, right, Rav Zaira says the opposite. He says, Amare Adrabah, Ibchem Ishtam, he's yet the other way around. You got it wrong. Hi, mi arekamarvi, hi, mi avirekamarvi. He says, this one, because what did the kid say? The kid said that you make a brocha of kshut, borei pri adama, and chazi shehakol. So Rabbi Zaira says, no. The kshut grows off the tree itself. It's like a parasite. And there you make shehakol, right? And the chaziz grows in the ground. There you should actually make a borei pri adama. Look what the Gemara says. Behilchata kiyanuka de beirav. Halacha is not like Rabbi Zaira. Aruch is like the kid who said it got it right. Right, so my timer. Why is he right? Hi, Gamar Piri. Hi, love, Gamar Piri. He says, the kshut, when the kid said his brei pri adama, that kshut, that is a proper piri, right? Now look at Rashi there. Kshut gamar piri, v'nikra pri, it's called a pri. Right, v'hai love and a pri. Umay de kamart, hai me'ara karavi, v'hai me'avirok karavi. What about what Rav Zaira said? That this one grows off the is a parasite on the other branches, on the hedges, on the thorn bushes. So he says, Lord, it's not correct. Why? He says, it really grows off the ground. It sustains itself through the ground. Now, listen to this little bit tricky over here. How does it say it sustains itself through the ground? He says, we see the katlinan lele his mata. If you cut down the hedge, the thorn bush, right? You pick it up, you cut it off, you trim it. Umayta kshuta, the kshut also dies. Look at Rabbeinu, the Abach over there. He says, Umayta kshuta. He says, Umayta lashon mitach, klomar yavesh kshut. The aruch, if cuts on the aruch. What happens is that if it was like a mushroom, for example, if you take a mushroom grows on the air, off the air. It isn't really being sustained from the ground. So if the mushroom is stuck to a plant or to a branch, in theory, if you cut that branch of the tree, then it shouldn't affect the mushroom. Because the mushroom isn't digging down roots into the tree, into its host, and sucking up off the host. It's growing from the air. So I think that's the experiment he's talking about over here. That when you cut down the thorn bush, we see the kshut dies. So it can't be like a mushroom. It dies, why? Because it's actually sucking through the ground via its host. But it's already rooted in the ground. So that is why he would say, B'ni borei pri adama. Right, so he says the man says, "Hagar Rav Priya, Hagar Umay de Kamart, Hai Me'ara Karave, V'Hai Me'avira Karave." He says, "Lo Yikshuta Me'ara Karave." So now the Gemara says like this: Ube Chafniot, right? Ube Chafniot. We explained there. Rashi said in the previous Amud, Chafniot were Tamarim Raot, bad dates. Right? Should obviously they weren't fully ripened yet. The Gemara says, "Now what? We can't make an error with Chafniot." Tanya, we got a brighter that says, we've seen this brighter as well, I think. For me, I don't know, familiar, I think. Kor nikach bekesev maase. What's kor? Kor, look at Rashi. Nikach bekesev maase. Says, look at Rashi, the very last, why does the top? Kor davar rach anosaf al adekel b'chol shana. So it's like the palm branches. I think it's like the palm heart. Like every year, you know, if you look at a palm tree, Rob is giving me the thumbs up there on palm heart, right? That every year you look at the palm tree, so it like grows a new layer of branches. Now, before these branches get hard, they're soft, they're edible. Right, that's what Rashi says over here. Kor davar rach anosaf al adekel b'chol shana every year. V'kodem she'agiyu yomot ha'gashmi, before the winter comes, v'yitkasheh ve'ebed, that they become eights, kari le kor, v'tov lema'achal hu, and it's very edible, very nice to eat them. Okay, so now, what did the bride say? Kor nikach b'kesev masi, you can buy it with masi sheni mani. Why? Look at Rashi. The premi pre, the gila karak, because we fit into that category we saw there. It's premi pre, and it's just got two out of the three, right? So now, the ein metame tumat ochlin. So the brighter says like this. Kor. Remember, our question here is about kafniot, about unripened dates. But not about kor, but we're going to use kor to get to that in a second. So kor nikach bekesef maser. Right, look at Rashi. Bekesef maser. The pre, right? It's a pre. The ain or this chorus, on the one hand, you can buy it with maaseh shani money. The ain metame tumen ochlin doesn't become tame of tumen ochlin. Why? Afilu chishev alav la'achilo, the lav ochlin. Even if you called it food in your mind, halacha is not food. You can buy it. It's got attributes of all sides. On the one hand, it's food for the fact you use maaseh shani money for it because you eat it. And it's gedulei karka, and it's pre-mi-pre. But you, it doesn't matame tumat ochlin. Why? Because it's not really food. The chafniot, now we come to our example, chafniot in the brighter mentioned, which is these bad figs, these unripened figs, nikhot bekesev maser umetamot tumat ochlin. So wait a second. If that's the case, they metame tumat ochlin, and you buy the maser shalim, and why can't you make an eruv with them? Right? The Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and the brighter finishes off, Rabbi Yehuda says, kor arehu keitzah chod varav, אלא שניקח בכסף מעשה. כפנו הרי כפרי לכל דבריהם, אלא שפטורות מן המעשה. Okay, but bottom line, we really more interested in chachamim aviyah, right? Chachamim seem to say that you can buy the maaseh shani money, and it is betameh tumat ochlin. So why can't you make an eruv out of it? So Gemara says, no. That brighter is talking about particular types of kafniot, but the nischni, I don't know how you pronounce it. Rashi tells us what it is. What's a nischni aviyah? So over here, Rashi says, "Benischani dekalim zecharim shosim kafniot." You got female trees and male trees. The female trees give fruits. The male trees don't give fruits. But they've got certain berries. And so over here, these are male trees, these date trees. Dekalim male palm trees shosim kafniot. Ve'enam nasim, they don't do. They don't make tamarim lona. They don't ever, you don't ever actually get dates out of this tree. It only makes these berries types. And that is its fruit. You collect them in the Nisan in the summer months. And they are considered food. The kikamara bedekalim nekevot shekafniot shleid nasim tamarim hichachati lo gamar prihu. And Rav was speaking about those with the woman's tree, the female trees, right? Those will be considered gamar pri. But this is a gamar pri. So this brighter here, we chachamim say that this is a different story altogether. We're discussing two different types of kafniot. It's not these kafniot. It also comes, wait a second, I don't understand. If you're telling me now that we've got a difference between the two of them, sahatam benischani ihache b'hai leimer Rabbi Yehuda patrop in amaser, and why does Rabbi Yehuda say you patrop in amaser? If these kafniot are of the kalim zecharim, this is its fruit. See, this is its fruit. There isn't any other fruit coming. On the female tree, there's other fruits coming, is the tamar. There, that's why this isn't ready yet a proper fruit, so you don't have to bring maaser. But if according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we assume Rabbi Yehuda and Chaim are discussing the same fruit, so how come he says you chayv in maaser? Question clear? Right? V'hatanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, lo huskaru pagei pityuni, elinya maaser b'yavad. Right? And the Gemara says, yeah, look at this. Lo huskaru, Rashi said, b'tosefta de b'shvi'id, hi umayte b'gemara de b'sachim, b'perek ma'akum shenagu, ochlim b'te'enim, Ad sheyich kalu pagei bityuni. Right there, I think it's talking about Shemitah over there, that you can eat the ta'anim until these pagei bityuni are finished. Have you remember that? And what is bityuni? A place. And pagei says ta'anim min ha'in shelo nitbashlu. So we got there unripened figs, right? Lo skru pagei bityuni, el inyan maser bilvad, pagei bityuni v'ane de tuvina chavim b'maser. Now, ahini, Rashi Savia and the Gemara in that same brightest lumps them together. Pagei bityuni, these unripened grapes, and ahini de tuvina. And what are ahini grapes? Ahina ahin kafniot vehenach de tuvina kulam zecharim hein. Umishum hachi chavin v'maase the Gemara piruhu v'kol shekain the Gemara piruhu l'shar mili. These are all talking about the zecharim. These ahini de tuvina are these masculine, the male tree fruits. And he says you are chavin maase. Now why chavas? Because of Gemara pri. So we don't understand. On the one you're telling me that what the brighter was specifically talking about was male ones, not female ones, but doesn't make sense. Then why you have in maser? And we see another brighter is the male ones you have in maser. That is its pre. And olam lav ben ischani. You're right. We're not discussing ischani now. So we got sidetracked for a second. We said no. What's going on over there? Why? Because the brighter said, right? Vatanya kor nikach bekesef maser metametumen ochlin ukafniot nikach bekesef maser metametumen ochlin. So they're fully fledged fruits. How come you couldn't make eruv with them? We said, no, because it's the male ones. Now we proved that can't be the male ones. It's the female ones. Unyan tumat ochlin. So how can they metame tumat ochlin? Unyan tumat ochlin sha'ani. There's a separate din over there. Don't learn from that din that they metame tumat ochlin, that they're good for all other foods. Therefore, you can make an eruv from them. Kid amra b'yochanan hoyo v'ra'u l'metaken alidei ha'ur. Hachanami hoyo v'yachol mitakan da urwa. Because at the end of the day, you chayv in truma for them and maser, because even at the moment they aren't ripe yet, there are ways you can put them under a light and you can ripen them. right? We know that today you put things in light or in cool or hot, and people do that today. They're constrained. Bananas, for example, they pick bananas when they're unripe and they ripen them with heat, you know, the whole story. Today it's all controlled. It's the same idea here, we're going to say. And that's why you chayim in trumim. At the moment you can't eat them, but there is a way to metaken them, to fix them up. Right? And the Gemara now, still on that subject, Vayika itma Rabbi Yochanan, how Rabbi Yochanan says such a thing, Vayika itma Rabbi Yochanan such a thing, Tanya Rabbi Yochanan says, Shkedim hamarim. Right? If you've got bitter almonds, if they ketanim, if they're small, they're chayim in trumim. If they're gedolim, they're pturim. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Ketanim chayim yishum shehu gemar preach lahim. Shekedeleni nasin marim. Right? If they're small, so that is a finished story. And gedolim pturin mimase de lav ocha, they aren't food yet, they're bitter. They aren't, they're going to still grow. When they grow, they'll become, if they, and now almonds are a bit tukin, gedolim chayim ketanim pturin. Rabbi Shumar, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Aviv, Zev, Zele, Ptor. He says, no, you patrin all of them. V'amrila, Zele, Zele, Chiyuv. And some say, no, he said, you chayim, even if they're matok, even if they're mar, if they're big or small. And Amr, Rabbi Lai, right? Amr, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina, B'tzipori, Kedimah, Omer, Zev, Zele, Ptor. Conclusion was that they're patur in both of them. Why would the guy have said no? Perhaps you chayv in both of them. This is finished off Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, because you were able to fix them up with the ur, with my light, by putting the light, therefore they would become edible in the end. So we see over here, bottom line is, we're speaking here about female trees, the kalib. They aren't ready yet. Why do, and maaser is a different thing altogether, because maaser, they can become a takeid, but ready, they aren't edible now, and therefore you don't use them for an eruv at the moment, and we're very, very happy. Okay. Amarma. Now we take out this din we spoke about. We spoke earlier on. We brought that brighter there about the palm heart. So Amarma, Rabbi Huda Omer, Kor Arehu Ka'etz Lechol Devarav. Ela Shenikach B'maaser Sheini. He says, wait a second now. If you tell me that Kor, Rabbi Huda, because look, go back. V'hatanya kor nikach b'kesef maser. V'ein matame tumat ochrin. V'kafin l'chom b'kesef maser. V'tumot b'tumat ochrin. Rabbi Yehuda omer kor arehu k'es l'chol dvarav. Now how is Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama said, kor nikach b'kesef maser. And Rabbi Yehuda says, kor arehu k'es l'chol dvarav. Ela shenikach b'kesef maser. But you can't take it k'kesef maser. I don't understand. He says, what's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? Right? So Hainu Tanakama. So what's the Amar Abaya? Shalku v'tignu v'kebenayu. The nafkin between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim with regards to this heart palm is if it was cooked in water or roasted or tignu. Look at Rashi here. Shalku mevushal harbe, cooked very hard for a long time in water, or tignu v'shemen, in oil. Right? Now look at Rashi there. A frit v'loaz, like a fritter. It's the same word. Right, you make a fritter. Right, frit beloaz. Rabbi Huda says, Rashi, afilu shalku v'tignu enotame. Even if you would cook it and roast it and fry it, whatever the case is, it still will not become a tame. V'tanakame im shalku v'tignu metame t'lo amre harehu ka'etz. If you cooked it and you roasted it, it'll become proper food and become a kabel tumah like food. Right, and now makir arav, has got a kasha. Is anybody here who says, because you want to tell me that Rabbi Huda would say that if you shalku v'tignu, then it'll become food, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Anam would say no. He says, who says that once you cooked it, it's not considered food? V'atanya, now we have a writer that says like this. Ha'or, the skin. V'ashilya, shilya is the placenta, right? Ha'or v'ashilya, Rashi says, yeah. Sorry, before we go to Rashi, shechishev aleh, metamin tuman ochlin. So we see that anything, even the shilya, if you intend it in your mind, you decide it's going to be edible, you've now made it into food. And once in your mind it is food, it will become el tuma. So I don't understand what's the problem with this core. Once you cooked it or you roasted it, you certainly intended it to become food. Why is it become el tuma? Right, look at Rashi says, we have a shilya, filu b'machshava, greater. Even on just a very simple little thought. Says, and a shilya, a placenta, which is really not edible. You decided you're going to eat it. It's kosher. And you decided you're going to eat it, right? So, and just as your change of thought made it that much more so, this whole act of cooking this kor, which from the outset, the kor was always edible. So much more so the kor, right? That's his kasha over here. Metamei to an ochli. Ela amar Rava ikke ben ayu. So Rava says you're right. It's not the shlakas v'tiknuv ikke ben ayu. Right, we saw earlier on. That was what Rava said. But really, ikke ben ayu bracha. The nafkin between the two of them would be the brocha. What would be the difference, look at Rashi, between the ikke ben ayu brocha? Letana kama borei pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda shakol tesofo lakshot. Tanakama says that it's always makes Borei Pri Adama, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the day it's going to become hard, it's not edible, therefore you make a shehakol. I think today, by the way, I think that's the brocha on palm hearts. I think the brocha on palm hearts is shehakol. I don't think you make a Borei Pri Adama on a palm heart. I think if somebody can look it up, is there any halacha there on the, anybody's got a daf there, on their thing there? If you can find it, look it up. Otherwise, I'll check it up. So he says, "Brudi Itmar Kor Rav Yehuda Amar Borei Pri Adama Ushmuel Amar Shakol Mivaro." So the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda says Borei Pri Adama, and Shmuel says Shakol Mivaro. Now look at this: Rav Yehuda Amar Borei Pri Adama Uchlu because it's food. Ushmuel Amar Shakol Mivaro. Why? Kevin says so full. Actually, then it's going to become very hard. So therefore, Lo Varkin Alei Borei Pri Adama. So Amar and Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Shmuel got so excited with Rav Yehuda. Look at this with Rav Yehuda the Amora. He says, "Shinana." Kevateich mistabra. I agree with you. Shlima b'shinina is like a euphemism for a clever guy, right? Like a sharp tooth, clever guy, right? Mistabra, and he brings him a proof. Why? He says the heart's non, a radish. She says a four-lock shot. At the end of the day, a radish gets hard in the end. So Shmuel seems to be supporting here Rav Yehuda. But look what the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says, Velohi, and it's not the case, even though Shmuel gave Rabbi Yehuda big praises, Velohi, right? Tznon nate inshe adate de fugla. So at the end of the day, people have intention when they plant a radish. What's the idea? The idea is fugla. What does fugla mean? Look at Rashi, leochlo keshurach. They don't want to eat it when it's going to get hard. They want to eat it soft. Dikle lo nate inshe adate de kura. People don't plant palm trees for the kora, for the palm heart. They plant palm trees either for the lulav or they plant it for the dates. The core is just a byproduct. It's not intention. Yes, you can't compare radishes to palm trees. Radishes, you go and plant the radish so you can eat it while it's soft. Right? Now look at the Gemara. It says, Afagad, the Kalsay Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, right? The Kalsay gave him lots of praises. Yilchete kevate to Shmuel. Halach at the end of the day is like Shmuel. Can we end off here?